Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie.
We have a really great message today, and it's from Romans 8, and we will be later on, actually in June, really focusing on that chapter particularly and going through what it means. And I have always loved Romans 8, and this is just part of a verse. And I know, you know, back in the seminary days, never take just right. part of a verse. And
context,
here we are.
Yes
exactly. But it's worth talking about. And it's one of the but statements.
Oh,
and,
you like that?
Well, of course. Because to me, there's that darker side of something, and then, but there's more.
Yeah.
And I think you could even, it's like the announcer in you should really love this.
Right. Yes.
And this is what it says. It says, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. Mm. That's kind of huge.
Yeah,
because
is.
At first glance, you think, uh-oh, I don't know if I have what the Spirit desires. I mean, it's just kind of this thing until you realize, what are those things? And when you start looking at the fruit of the Spirit is really what the Spirit desires. The first thing that comes to mind is love.
Hmm.
You know, are you desiring to make sure that you love yourself, which is kind of huge, love others, and the big one is loving God.
Right.
But all of that goes together. And, you know, sometimes when I sit down with people, they get loving God, they get loving others, but they don't get about loving themselves.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, isn't that something
yeah.
that, I mean, you're so much fun. Why wouldn't you love yourself? It's fun. But, you know, there are people that when they look in the mirror, they don't like what they see. And they don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
And all of us have those times. Let's
right.
just face
right.
it. I'm sure as fun as you are, there's times like, I don't like myself.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
we have those times.
Right.
And, but it's when it goes further than that. It's loving the life that God has breathed into us.
Hmm.
Loving who God has created us to be. It may not be that we're walking in that space that God has made for us. And we need to turn around and shift that. But in the end, it's being aligned with what the Spirit desires. And, you know, I think about some of the things. I'll walk into a room sometimes and you can feel the disorder, the chaos that has been created, and sometimes just by one person.
Right.
Now, I know you have a lot of meetings.
Yeah.
When you walk into a meeting like that, what's your first go-to? You're like,
My first go-to is I'm going to turn around and walk out of this and pretend that I was never here and call in sick. Does that work?
But, well, actually, I've seen you in action over that. And what I see you actually do, even though maybe in your head you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I see that you bring calmness and you are really good at really just talking about the reality of where things are and what can happen. And I really watch you with, you have the spirit of calmness, which is, I really believe, from God.
Wow.
I know.
Maybe you should tell that to my wife. No, yeah. He's a calm guy, really.
No, yeah. I just see that you bring that to the table in a group.
Yeah. And yeah. And there's lots of times that people will be upset or really riled up. And it's hard to think clearly and make decisions and have conversations when someone is like that. So, so I think kind of one of my go-tos is, hey, let's, you know, chill
right.
out for a minute
yeah.
here. Let's calm down and really just, you know, look at this.
Right.
Think about it.
Well,
so.
I know for me, when you've done that, I've loved that you have that part in your leadership. You're a great leader in that, and you bring that calmness. And I think that when we have the with God life,
yeah.
that we have that opportunity to bring calmness.
Right.
And that really is part of what the Spirit's mindset is.
Right.
And so that we can do that. So I think this weekend, as we're having a lot of fun and doing those things, that we have the privilege of bringing those things that the Spirit brings into our lives.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.